Proclamation number 8889, dated the December 1st, 1964. The darkness thickens. All your thinking has to correspond to the truth as soon as you put yourselves completely at my disposal, as soon as you only want to serve me and entirely hand yourselves over to my direction and guidance. Then you no longer need to worry that you will fall into my adversary's hands, that he can use you for his own ends, for then I myself, the eternal essence of light, will stand between you and him. And then you will also be my true servants who speak in my name and advocate the truth. Yet you should know that there are still many errors amongst people, that wrong ideas had asserted themselves for decades and centuries which simply could not be removed because they were too firmly anchored and which could only have been rectified if I had directly revealed myself from above, and then such revelations would have had to be believed. However, due to your freedom of will I was unable to do this and the tools I used were condemned as servants of Satan, for dignitaries of the church had also deliberated on problems and no one was allowed to contradict them without endangering their life. And since they maintained that I myself decide which people would gain beatitude or be condemned, no ordinary human being, through whom my spirit was able to work, would have been listened to, if only because the process of the working of the spirit within the human being was unknown to them. For if a person supported such a wrong doctrine, his thinking had to be completely mistaken, thus he would have been without love which could have enlightened his spirit. And they also presented my nature such that people received a totally distorted image of me and were unable to love me but only able to fear me and my might. And so they distanced themselves constantly further from me, because they did not recognize a loving Father in me and searching for the truth by themselves was forbidden, or they would have confided in me and I would have revealed myself to them. Yet time and again I have spoken to those who wanted to hear me through their spirit and have revealed secrets of creation to them which only I as the eternal creator was able to impart to them, and I informed them about the meaning and purpose of creation and their earthly existence. But only a few ever accepted this knowledge since it was decried as misguided teaching and no one wanted to acknowledge its divine influence. And so many misguided teachings were spread that in the end every thinking person lost faith and together with the misguided teachings also rejected the right teachings, so that he soon lost all religious contact, unless he was a thinker who pondered about himself and his existence and thereby enabled me to enlighten his thoughts. Nevertheless, my adversary's influence greatly contributed towards the fact that the number of those who desired light kept decreasing, that there are only a few individuals to whom I can reveal myself, and these individuals will have great difficulty in rectifying the widespread error which was accepted by the broad masses. If humanity knew the truth, conditions in the world would never be what they are now. Harmony and peace would reign, since they are the results of truth. However, the light does not force its way and therefore it is also a misguided opinion that the light will suddenly break through and light up the entire darkness, for the darkness will get even thicker until the end, and only isolated sparks of light will shine forth and enlighten the hearts of those who desire it. Until, at the end of the days, the eternal light itself will shine upon the earth, but only visible to those who are and want to remain my own, while the others will descend into the darkness, for light cannot exist where it is resisted. The world, however, is full of resistance and, therefore, engulfed by densest darkness. Yet the light will shine brightly on the new earth. Then the adversary's power will have been crushed. He will be bound again for a long time and during this time there will be truth on earth, presented by my angels who will be in constant contact with the people on the new earth. Then the light will have penetrated and dispelled all shadows. But it cannot happen on this earth anymore while the adversary is still active and people won't oppose him. But anyone who is already enlightened here on earth will also retain it, for the light from above cannot be extinguished anymore once it has broken through somewhere. This is why I admonish all bearers of light to continue drawing into themidst all those who are willing, who do not resist the light when it shines for them. For the time draws to a close and anyone who doesn't find the light here anymore will irrevocably be devoured by the darkness. He will meet with the same fate as my adversary. He will be bound again for an infinitely long time. Amen.